StormLakeRadio.com, talking OABCIG cross country with Coach Bob Saunders, and we record this as well for halftime of Falcons football. And Bob, you started the season on August 27th in Glenwood, which we'll talk about here momentarily. Last weekend at Holstein got washed out, so it's going to be 3 weeks between meets, almost like you're starting the season over again.
It sure feels like it. Yeah, we just did a little team race to try to make up for the loss of a meet, because that is quite a bit of time between meets. But we should see some good growth, though, if you have 3 weeks in between meets. I guess they had some real heavy rainfall up at Holstein, and the course was not runnable for such a large meet. I think it was about 900 athletes that run in it, so it probably would have done quite a bit of damage. So it's probably just a good call, and we won't be able to make it up, but we'll be able to do some running this weekend down at Carroll Kemper.
Yeah, best to play it safe as it pertains to last weekend, and the weather is looking good for Saturday. We'll keep our fingers crossed that that stays the same as we're recording this here on Tuesday of this week on September 13th. And let's rewind to Glenwood, where your girls in the season opening meet placed ninth. The boys were eighth, but as we talked about leading up to that meet, some real quality competition in big schools as part of that.
Yep, that's right. 3A, 4A high schools. There was another little 1A school with us, East Mills. Better than that, all large schools. A really neat course down at Glenwood, devised in their city park, and hilly, to say the least. It was a good training run for our kids, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so was it talking to some of your team members afterward? Was that course as challenging as it was believed to be coming in?
Oh, yeah, I think it was probably more challenging than I had told them up front. It was hilly, but I don't know if they really believe me. It's very similar, I guess you would say, to running at the local park that we have here near Ida Grove, Moorhead Park. It's got some good-sized hills in it, and it was a really good competition.
Well, individually, a couple of your competitors had good showings. On the girls' side, Madison Schoenbeck placed 17th down there, and on the boys', Devin Fritz finished 10th.
Yeah, both of them ran pretty well. It was early yet. I think both of them have a long ways to go, a lot of growth. Devin's put in some good miles this summer, so he had a pretty good meet. I think he's probably a little down with the last mile or so of the meet, and I think Madison felt the same way. So they both have a long ways to go in terms of conditioning and getting ready for the tougher competition as we get near the state qualifying meet at the end of the season.
What about Madison? You said a few weeks ago she had been dealing with a shin issue. Is that still lingering?
It is. It's still lingering. She's still been able to train. Hopefully she can get something there. I know she's had this issue in the past, and she has been able to deal with it, so hopefully she'll be able to live through it again this year.
Yeah, fight through it again. Anybody else from Glenwood especially look good or show some improvements from the end of last year early on that you want to make mention of?
I do, yeah. Ethan Young is new to us this year, and Ty Warnke. I had never seen them run before, and both of them ran very well in the varsity race. In our girls' race, Alyssa Mason showed some really nice growth from last year. So the Dossal girls, Kirsten and Kelsey, they're both new to our program, so I thought there was some good performances there at that meet. It was tough competition, tough course, but we had a couple of really good performances.
Well, this Saturday, September 17th in Carroll at the Kemper Invitational, what's going to be in store for you there?
Oh, more hills. The kids, I think they like this course. It's kind of an interesting course. Not great for parents necessarily to see their kids run. They kind of take off into the woods and they come back about 20 minutes later. But it is a challenging course. Some really good teams. I know MVO's girls. North Polk always has a good team. South Central Calhoun. Griswold's been very good in the last few years. IKM Manning. So we're going to be running in the smaller class, so we will get to run against schools our own size. So it'll be interesting to see how we do.
Bob, thanks very much for joining us, and good luck at Kemper on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
OABCIG cross-country coach Bob Saunders joining us on StormLakeRadio.com and at football halftime here on Mix 101.7.